It is the last day of the month, and not just any month, but my favorite month of the year. July is the first full month of summer. It is my birthday month, and more recently, the anniversary month of Primal Potential. And I took a few minutes this morning to reflect on the great things that have happened this month, and I'd love for you to do the same. It's so easy to rush and not reflect on all the amazing things, but I think it's a really important thing to do instead of thinking about how fast the time went by or everything that's coming up or what you didn't do or what struggles there were. What was great? What was good? What did you accomplish? What were some of the highlights? Some of the great moments for me, and there are a lot of them, were scheduling a retreat with the Primal Potential Masters Club, celebrating my birthday with my mom and my sister, spending lots of time at the beach house, completing a big training that was important to me that I'll be talking more about in the next couple weeks, completing the first draft of my book, spending quality time with one of my girlfriends, going swimming in the rain, hitting a couple PRs at the gym, getting the results of my microbiome assessment. Like I said, it's so easy to rush from moment to moment, day to day, month to month, year to year, but pause for a few minutes today. Make the time to really dwell on the good moments, whether they are big moments or small moments. Try to get some of both. Today was a very busy and bit of an abnormal day for me. I drove up to Maine last night because I had an appointment today not too far from Maine this afternoon, and my routine will look quite a bit different because of that. Woke up at 4:45, did some stretching, journaling, meditation. 5:15 to 8:30, I worked and I drank some coffee. 8:30 to 9, I had breakfast with my mom and her husband. I had about a half a cup of a stir fry she made with some broccoli and cauliflower rice and steak, leftover steak. So just a small meal. I was a little bit hungry, so I had a little bit of fuel. We were headed out to lunch later, so I wanted to keep the meal small. From 9 to 11, I got work done. I showered. Showering and getting dressed usually takes me no more than 15 minutes because the only makeup I wear during the week or routinely, unless it's like some special occasion, is mascara. And I had a bottle of Kavita brand lemon cayenne kombucha. I use that in air quotes because it's not really kombucha. My mom heard me mention it on a podcast, so she had it for me when I got up to the beach last night, which is super sweet. I posted the nutrition facts in my Instagram story if you are seeing this or hearing this within 24 hours because those Instagram stories disappear in 24 hours. 11 to about 3, I had some errands to run. I had lunch with my mom. I had a personal appointment in New Hampshire. We stopped at one of my favorite restaurants in Portsmouth called Burger Bar, B-R-G-R. And I had a shaved Brussels sprout salad with blackened mahi-mahi. It was really good. Picture also on Instagram. 3 to 7. It took me 4 hours to drive back down to Cape Cod. There was a lot of traffic. I drank a lot of water along the way. 7 to 8, I had to get some work done because I had a webinar, live webinar at 8. So I was working and dinner was pepperoni because that was what I had in the fridge. And I ate while I was working, which isn't the norm for me. The traffic kind of threw me off my dinner game, but it is all good. 8 to 9:30, I was on that webinar with my Master's Club clients and then wanted to get the recording uploaded for them and then to bed because I am beat. Have a great day. Take a few minutes to celebrate what was good, big or small, this month, and I will chat with you tomorrow.